A real estate transaction is potentially the largest investment we make in our lives. Whether you're buying and selling your personal home or investing in real estate, you need the knowledge to make the right decisions. Get ready. Robin is a Texas realtor and has the experience to give you the information you need to make the right decisions. Welcome to Relax, I Got This with your host, Robin McCoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Robin with Relax, I Got This, and I appreciate you listening to the podcast today. And we have Julie Jones from Achoza Home Warranty. Hey, Julie.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, Julie and I have known each other forever, I think. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. And she has for a long time been pretty much my go-to for all things home warranty. And we're going to talk a lot about what a home warranty is today and what it isn't, why one should have one, all the things.
Okay.
But first, Julie, you've been in this business like 15 years or something, right?
Yes. I came into the home warranty platform in 2008. I went to work for Sharon Harrison at Nations Home Warranty.
Yeah.
Came out of the mortgage industry where I spent 20 something years there with Chase and Wells Fargo.
Did not know that.
I have very deep roots in the Dallas real estate community.
Yeah, you do. No wonder you know everybody. So why did you leave mortgage, go into home warranty? What was it about that drew you into it and that you've stayed into it for so long?
Well, you know, if anybody, you've been around mortgage industry for any length of time, it's hard. And, you know, I started out at the very bottom and worked all the way through to being a loan officer. And, you know, it was just, everyone remembers 2008 when the market turned.
That's when I got my license, by the way.
Yeah. And, you know, and funny, the internet had sort of just come into vogue and people were, shopping around. This was a new thing. And it just became very unsatisfying because I was losing customer relationships, you know, over the dollar, you know, and difference in payment. And through the Women's Council of Realtors, the Dallas chapter, I met Sharon Harrison, and she and I became friends, and she said, hey, I own a home warranty company, and I need a Dallas rep, and I thought, hey, I'll give this a try. Maybe it'll be, you know, more fulfilling, and it really did turn out to be one of the best things that I did in my career was to make the change.
So, yeah, and so, history was, you know, our beautiful relationship was born at that time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and at that time, as you remember, it was very difficult. And, you know, for realtors and lenders and home warranty, all of us were in the pivot, you know. And so it taught me how to persevere, you know, how to just keep getting up, suiting up and showing up. And then, you know, planting the seed, you know, as you say. And then when the market turned around, you know, we'd all been through such hard times together that we were all felt like kindred souls, you know, kindred spirits.
Kind of like that post-pandemic time when all of a sudden we could all like see each other in person again. And it's like, oh, we made it.
Yeah. Yeah. Truly.
Same kind of, you know, those market shifts are like that.
They are.
And we forget how every piece of that puzzle is affected.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, let's back up a little bit. I'm getting ahead of myself, I think. Tell us exactly what a home warranty is for those that may not know.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not sure who the person who was that coined the phrase home warranty. What it is a residential service contract.
Right.
And what it does is it provides money toward mechanical failures that occur within the home. And, you know, everything that is mechanical is designed to break. Eventually it's going to break.
Sure.
And so that's what this plan is, this platform is a residential service contract.
And okay. So it covers mechanics.
The way I describe it is it covers the working systems inside your home. So if you think about that, everything that works, you know, the appliances, the electrical system, the plumbing system, the HVAC system, the water heater, anything that's designed to work inside the home is what my product takes care of. And unlike homeowner's insurance, which protects you against fire and water damage and roof damage and the things that are more stable and static in your home.
And more structural things versus, correct. I can't say that, versus mechanical, structural correct. Versus mechanical.
Correct. That, and that's what this product is designed to help with. And it, you know, and the thing of it is that if your expectations are set properly and you understand how the product works, you're generally a very happy customer. It's when your expectations exceed the policy's parameters, let's just say.
Okay.
You know, and so that's where my role, in my opinion, is an educator. I'm a big, big proponent of buyer education. And if agents will let me educate their buyers as to how this product works and what it is and how to navigate it, they're much happier. And so that's what I always encourage agents to do. And that is to connect me with their clients and let me explain everything.
So, you know, and I know that there's a, you know, you guys are kind of like sometimes, realtors, lawyers, home warranties. Yeah. What are the misconceptions or the myths that the residential service contract has to live with, and you have to overcome that?
Right. I think the biggest one is that it's a silver bullet, and that it will replace everything inside the home as soon as it breaks. And that is an unrealistic expectation, because what the home warranty platform is designed to do is to repair first. And so if we're able to repair the mechanical failure, that's where home warranty is going to always start. And then you move into the different scenario when, let's just say, the parts are no longer available, and or the unit or appliance is just so old that it there's no way to repair it.
Right.
You know, if you start taking it apart, it's just going to fall apart. So
those
are the two scenarios. And so if parts are available and the unit, the system or the appliance is able to be repaired, that's where we're going to start.
Okay.
These are the words I say to your buyers. And that way they say, oh, that makes sense. As soon as I hear that phrase out of a buyer, oh, that makes sense, then I understand. I feel like they're going down the right path, and this product is going to be a positive experience for them.
Yeah. Says, because I think, you know, obviously it's out on the socials and people say, I'm thinking of getting a home warranty. Do I need it? And you get all this, oh my God, they're the worst things ever. Yep. What a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that, you know, not necessarily.
Right. Again, it comes back to expectations.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if it's a, let's just say, pick a number, it's an $800 a year product. That's about the, you know, middle range of a home warranty cost. That $800 is going to cover everything inside your home. And so, I mean, everything, the appliances, you know, the dishwasher, the kitchen, you know, the refrigerator, the stove, the microwave, all those things. And so if you look at it from that price point, then it's unrealistic to think that when your coil goes out on your AC, that we're going to come out and put a brand new unit into your home.
A new $10,000 unit.
Correct.
When it's a coil.
Yeah. And so the word mitigate is something that, you know, that it really describes it best. It mitigates your financial damage as a homeowner. And so that's why I believe in it. And I think that, you know, anyone, especially in this market where you're not only overpaying for the house sometimes, now with the interest rate climate, you're now paying more every month for that house. You may have had to go to the bank of mom and dad to get enough money to buy the house. So you really need something that's going to help you when it comes down to those repairs that are going to happen.
Because it always seems like, you know, you buy a house and 6 months later, the dishwasher goes out, or, you know, and it's like, wait, it was fine during the inspection.
Yep. It's a used house.
A used house. It's a used dishwasher.
Yep.
Like you said, things are going to break.
Right.
Now, typically, people are introduced to this during the real estate transaction, right? Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, and I believe it's a little less expensive, correct me if I'm wrong, when you get it as a part of real estate transaction than if you go out on your own and call Julie and say,
that's
I want
correct.
A warranty. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, we do. We put our lowest price product at the real estate transaction point to help everyone get into the home. The renewal rate goes up a little bit. I mean, I can't speak for every single company, but ours is a small percentage. It's not a big jump.
So
but at that point, the homeowner can choose to pay monthly. Whereas okay. in a real estate transaction, it's typically an annual because it's all happening at the closing table. But once it goes to renewal, then the homeowner is able to pay monthly, which helps with their budget sometimes.
Sure. So for those that don't know, the home warranty is sometimes written into a contract, right? And whether sometimes it's something that the buyer requests the seller to pay at closing. Sometimes the buyer will pay for it themselves. All these things are negotiable items. Nothing is,
right.
I want to make
right.
that very clear that Robin's not saying the seller always pays for it or anything like that, mm-hmm. but it can be written into a contract. Mm-hmm. And if it's not paid by the seller, then certainly the buyer can say, I really do want to get a residential mm-hmm. service contract yep. because this is an older home and the dishwasher's old and the AC's correct. Old and things like that.
That's correct. And that's part of the conversation I have with that buyer's agent. I say the same thing you just said. If there's not a credit in there, they still should consider it. So let's connect and let me tell them maybe all the scenarios that they would want to consider.
Well, and at the time that we're recording this, so this is, what is it, October of 2022, the market has shifted them from the last year or so. And you guys went through a hard time because sellers didn't have to pay for anything.
No.
And buyers, like you said, we're forking out a lot of cash to get into a house. And that's, I think the service contract is one of the first things that just went by the wayside.
Right. Yeah. And in fact, I'm having conversations with agents, new young agents, who've never ever written a credit into a contract because it's been 2.5 years. And so I'm going through this whole re-education process with my new agents to help them learn the script, when to bring it up, how to frame it, when to connect us. So those are the things I'm working with my new agents.
Sure. And are you seeing that the home warranty is falling into more contracts?
Yes.
Now that it's that things are normalizing.
They're normal. I like that word better, normalizing.
Yeah.
I think that's a better description of where we are.
Be the leader you know you can be. Build your professional network and access education that takes you where you want to go. We are women of all ages and backgrounds. You deserve national recognition and opportunities to build relationships with people you want to work and grow with. Hit the ground running with the Charisma Chapter of the American Business Women's Association. Meetings each month from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday in Farmers Branch, Texas, and online. Come with us. Experience ABWA for yourself. Go to charisma.abwa.org to learn more.
Things are normalizing.
They're normal. I like that word better, normalizing.
Yeah,
I think that's a better description of where we are. And so, yes, because I'm constantly asking agents, you know, hey, what are you seeing? You know, what's the temperature out there? What are your buyers wanting? And so, yes, the conversation is coming back, especially in negotiation during the option period, when that buyer's inspection report comes back and it says the AC is old, you know, or the water heater's near its end of life, those kind of things. And the buyer then says, well, seller, you know, buy me a new one, put a new one in.
Yeah.
And the seller says, no, I'm not going to do that because this one's still working. And that's the perfect point for them, someone to say, the buyer's agent or whomever, to say, hey, let's compromise. Let's put a home warranty on here. It's much cheaper for you, Mr. Seller, and it protects that buyer. And you're not, you know, getting into that conversation of, well, you knew and you didn't right. tell me kind of thing. So that's where it's coming back into vogue is during that option period and inspection time.
Now, at what point, because I know this is always, again, I hate to keep bringing up the negatives, but these are the hurdles that we have to overcome, right? Because they are the objections that are out there that, well, they wouldn't come out and they wouldn't fix that. Yep. I had to turn in my inspection report. Mm-hmm. I wanted, you know, fill in the blank. And correct. That is a big obstacle.
It is. And that's something that when I was with Nations, I spent most of the time apologizing for the contractors that we sent out there. And, you know, and that's where the company I'm with now is a little different. And I'll get into that in a minute. But I think that has what you just described is what has caused the home warranty name to be, you know, sort of negative, and people have a negative connotation because the traditional home warranty platform is there's one vendor for one service. You have to use that vendor. If you want to use your home warranty benefits, you're stuck with that vendor, and that vendor doesn't have any reason to be on your side as the homeowner, right? He's okay. not there for you. That's the perception. He's there for the home warranty company. And the perception is they come out on their own schedule days later, you know, unprepared. And everyone's already a little, you know, put off at that concept. And then they come in and say, oh, this is pre-existing. Home warranty's never going to cover it. But here's what I'll charge you to do it while I'm here. And so that feels very bait and switchy, sketchy. You know, you're already on shaky ground because the guy didn't get out there when you wanted him to. And then now he's going to walk in your house, take your copay, and tell you it's not covered.
Right.
That's how the reputation, you know, took a really big hit. And so, like I said, I spent many years navigating those conversations.
Sure.
And it was very, very difficult. This company that I'm with now is a much different platform in that we allow the homeowner to choose their own contractors. Hence the funny name, Ochoza. We just sort of created that name to represent the power to choose.
So
that's the main reason I came back into the home warranty space, because Nation sold and, you know, to a big company. And it just, I took a break for a minute, but when this opportunity came back, this is a better way to do it. I call it home warranty reimagine.
home warranty V2.
That's right. You know, so the number one thing, like you said, the big complaint was always the claims experience, the contractor experience.
Number one.
I mean, that was it. So this company has taken that out of the picture. And now you get to use your own contractor to perform covered repairs. So he's on your side. He's your contractor. He's not going to walk in the door and throw you under the bus, you know, with us. He's going to say, here's what's wrong. Here's what I'm going to charge. And we say, here's what we'll pay toward that, you know, event. And everyone agrees. And it's just a much better way to do it.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, because it is, it's just, I've had my own experiences where it's just been very frustrating. And I've had good experiences too. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus at all, or your industry. And it does, I've seen people that have had, you know, I've had clients where they were able to get a new water heater 4 months after they moved in, because all of a sudden their garage was full of water because it just failed. It just failed.
It does.
And that's what happens with machinery.
Absolutely.
Right. So tell me a little bit about seller's coverage. That was the other thing I wanted to talk about, because that is something I think is probably pretty underused. I know I underuse it. So let's talk about that.
Okay. So seller's coverage is twofold. You know, most companies offer it for free. You know, Nations always did. I do with Ochoza. We offer it for free. We do that for two reasons. One, we are trying to help you, the realtor, win more listings. When you're at a listing presentation, it's one more perk that you can say to that potential seller, you know, hey, if you list with me, you're going to get this product for free. And so that's how that conversation should go. And what it is intended for is unexpected repairs that occur prior to closing. So an example of that is you take a listing on Saturday and everything's going great. On Tuesday, the dishwasher starts to leak. That's what this product is intended for. The seller calls in, makes the claim, pays the copay, the appliance guy fixes the dishwasher, everybody goes on their way. So that's just one less thing that seller has to worry about while it's being listed for sale.
Okay.
All I ask if you use my free seller's coverage is that you connect me with the buyer's agent once the option's over, and let me explain, hey, I've been working with Robin. We've been covering this property for the seller. Here, we made a repair on the dishwasher. Here's why your buyer should consider staying with us. That's how that conversation goes.
So it makes it an easy transition, and the buyer then has that, I guess, that confidence that something did go wrong. And the seller did actually have it fixed by a professional, not a YouTube video.
Right.
And so
And
so it's
peace of mind. We use the phrase peace of mind.
It is peace of mind because, once you go under contract, again, nobody knows when the dishwasher is going to leak or the, you know, our water heater decided to go out in the middle of the night. I was leaving to go on a mission trip to Costa Rica. I looked at my husband and said, I guess you're taking care of that.
Yep.
And I went to Costa Rica. So you have no idea.
You don't.
When these things are going to go wrong.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's just, it's just another layer of protection to have in your home.
So is there anything that we didn't touch on regarding residential service contracts / home warranties that, that you want to get across to people?
Well, I think we covered it for the most part. I just really want to encourage people to, you know, not necessarily listen to the haters in the world out there, because as you know, people don't typically go into social media to say wonderful things. I mean, you know, in conversation, it comes up. Sure. Just like we're having this conversation, you'll say nice things, but people typically use social media to vent and to just to really get out their frustrations. So I would encourage people who have maybe a negative, you know, impression or have heard negative things, just to dig a little deeper, you know, and to say, you know, let's look at this for what it is. And if this $800 a year policy can help me replace and repair and all of that, you know, I think it's worthwhile to consider. And, you know, again, I am biased. I admit that. I think this new company I work with is really a game changer. And I really think it's the way to go. And if I can get the conversation flipped and start talking about home warranties again and why they're valuable, not only to someone in a real estate transaction, but honestly, your next door neighbor.
Afterwards. You know?
And
right?
you can give it as a gift to your kids or your grandmother. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to help people with this particular product.
So I think that's important to bring up, because it mostly comes up in the real estate transaction. And if you don't renew it, or you've been in your house for 20 years or more, and you may start thinking, you know what, some of this stuff, it's aging. Mm-hmm. It's not ready to be replaced.
Right.
But it is aging, and maybe we can get more life out of that dishwasher, refrigerator, AC, water heater.
Correct.
You know, if we have this, and we don't need to fork out $2,000 for a new one yet.
And if you've looked at prices of things lately, you've noticed they've gone up a little bit.
A lot.
And so, you know, that $800 tanked water heater that you could buy 2 years ago is now $1,600.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, you have to look at your budget, and you have to look at your house, and you have to look at, you know, is this amount of money, you know, a good way to hedge, you know, my financial outlay, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just insurance.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, essentially it's like insurance.
It's like a discount card, you know?
Yeah.
Think of it. It's a discount kind of thing. And especially if you can use your own people, then you're happier with that experience. Like what you mentioned with your water heater, you know, but you probably called your plumber when you noticed it, and he was out there pretty quickly, you know, and rather than the traditional platform, you're waiting. So, but at the same time, you didn't pay full price for that water heater, you know, and the installation, you know, you got a discount, you know, on that.
That's a good way to look at it too, because it is that. And, you know, just like you don't know when your roof shingles are going to fly off in a windstorm here in Dallas at 20, 30 miles an hour winds. We don't know when the, I always use the water heater, because that just sits in a corner and you ignore it until you can't.
That's right. You know? And it never happens at the most convenient time.
Oh, it's absolutely not.
Just like your AC always breaks on July 4th weekend in the middle of the night when it's 105 here in Dallas. You know?
Exactly.
That's just when it happens.
Yes. That's normal. Okay. So Julie, how can people get in touch with you? We'll put all your contact information, of course, in our show notes, but what's the best way to reach you?
You know, I think text or phone call is probably the best way to start the conversation.
Okay.
My cell phone number is 214-971-0668. I live in Lake Highlands. I'm right here. And, you know, I say it all the time, Robin, if I'm not standing next to you at a happy hour or a meeting, or I'm just a text away. And so, you know, that's the best way to start our relationship, is with a text or a phone call. And then at that point, I'm going to send you email follow-up with PDFs about everything we've talked about. I'm going to encourage you to connect me with your buyers and sellers and let me be the trusted expert that I, you know, work so hard to become, and just let me make you look good.
Yeah. Well, and Julie is an expert. Julie is an expert. And, you know, she helped me out on a couple of funky deals over the years that have, that made not only the buyer happy, but the seller happy as well. And sometimes there are no real estate transaction is the same. Mm-mm. And if you get into a house and you don't have one and it's a year later and you think, you know what, maybe I should think about this, call Julie.
Yeah.
She's going to explain it very thoroughly and completely.
You know, and you don't even have to wait a year. You actually have 30 days from closing. So if you go to closing and there's no money in that transaction, you move in the house and you're looking around and you think, holy cow, what, you know, I should have done that. You have 30 days to do that.
Okay.
So don't wait.
Good to know. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on with me today. This is Julie Jones with Achoza Home Warranty. And thanks for tuning in to Relax, I Got This podcast. Make sure you subscribe and follow and share and all those good things so you don't miss a conversation. I'll see you soon, Julie.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks for joining us for Relax, I Got This with Texas Realtor Robin McCoy. Check out all the show notes for contact information on Robin and our guests and to access your free buyer and seller guides. Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss a conversation. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time on Relax, I Got This with Robin McCoy.